It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
Our Creator intended for us to enjoy living. Those who feel the Christian religion concerns itself only with life after death miss a major portion of the message of the Galilean. He was very much concerned about us in the here and now. Using the common sense God has given us, and some guidelines Christ gave to approach life, we can set down some rules that will help us enjoy life if we will follow them, even enjoy life a little more than perhaps we do now. The first rule is enjoy living a little more by laughing a little more. A good sense of humor has never hurt a single person, and it has made life blossom like a flower in the desert for multitudes. Concerning laughter, Sir Max Beerbohm once wrote, "Strange, when you come to think of it, that of all the countless folk who have lived before our time on this planet, not one is known in history or in legend as having died of laughter." Thomas Carlyle, the historian, believed in the medicine of laughter so much that he once said, "No man who has once heartily and wholly laughed can be altogether irreclaimably bad." If you wish to enjoy living a little more, then laugh a little more. Two men were fishing one Sunday morning when they heard the church bells ring, reminding the people in the town that it was time to come to church. One of the men, feeling guilty that he was fishing rather than being in church for worship, said to the other, "You know, I guess we should have gone to church this morning." The other man, without ever giving it a second thought, replied, "Well, I couldn't have gone anyway. My wife is sick this morning." There's a good reason. And then there was a man who was having several distressing events happening to him at one time. He was telling a friend about his troubles. The friend, wanting to be of help to the man, told him, said, "Cheer up, things could get worse." And the story goes that the man with all the problems took his friend's advice. He said he cheered up, and sure enough, things got worse. Another rule to follow, which will be helpful, is this: enjoy your family a little more. Family life was intended by God to be an enjoyable experience, and it will be if we work at it, give it a little more of our time and effort. Children and grandchildren are to be enjoyed, so are parents and grandparents. Here's some practical advice from the pen of Ogden Nash. One would be in less danger from the wiles of the stranger if one's own kin and kith were more fun to be with. In the world in which we live, the family unit is likely to break apart, at least mentally, if not physically, if we don't make an overt effort to keep it together and fun to be a part of. Business and a few of the other things which often seem so pressing can wait occasionally. The family unit only stays intact so long. So enjoy the family. Make it enjoyable to be a part of the family unit. Take the time and make the effort to enjoy the family a little more.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.